This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome to the Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio Show with I am your host, Laura Hosford, and so happy to be going live today. This is our first live show here, so we're very excited to be with you today in person. And I have a beautiful guest with me today. Her name is Brenda Lanoff, and we are going to be talking about today how to get your goddess groove on with using the beautiful healing modality of light language. And how you can begin to bring this into your life and help you to bring out more of the beautiful goddess energies within you. Before I take a moment to introduce Brenda today and a little bit about Brenda, and also we're going to be taking in live callers today, so you can join us on Facebook. Then you can either type in your questions or you can call in to the number, and that number is 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. So we would love to hear from you today. So let's get started, and I'll take a moment here to just introduce my lovely guest today. Speaker Brenda Lanoff is an intuitive coach, an energy practitioner, and she's also a radio show host as well. And she's an intuitive guide to help you to clear negative emotions and assist in healing chronic health conditions such as fatigue, toxicity, from breast implants, skin rashes, depression, anxiety, digestive issues, disturbed sleep. She's also a pathogenic practitioner. She also works with the emotion code, the body code. She's a medical intuitive. She's a Reiki master, and she works with you remotely to bring together all of her beautiful goddess gifts and skills to help others to assist them to bring out their best health and their best life. So she's worked with many years working with hundreds of clients locally, worldwide, globally. And so she is here today to assist you in healing from chronic, long-standing medical issues and to help you to uncover any underlying hidden pathogens or emotional blocks that are yet to be cleared to help you to get into a life of wholeness and better health. So welcome, Brenda. Welcome to my show, and thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate having me on as your guest, and it's fun to be on live, and we just love to share what we do, so I do appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't we just get started here with maybe you would like to share a little bit about your own healing journey a little bit to reconnect with the goddess and how you even got into maybe becoming a light language practitioner.
I worked corporately for 30 years, and like many of us, we didn't realize maybe we were intuitive or that we were an empath. And I kept having these health issues. And that kind of pushed me into, you know, starting off with seeing practitioners and doing Reiki and EFT. One thing led to another. So it's been a journey. I have been working with many healing modalities for the last 15 years approximately. And it was because of my own health issues and things that I was going through that led me to where I am here today. the pivotal point for me as stepping into those modalities that you mentioned was into light language. And I wouldn't really call light language a modality. I believe everybody can speak light language, and it's something that they need to open up to. I was really stepped into light language. It was a year ago, almost like a year ago today. It was my beautiful dog that guided me, and I would not be here today if it wasn't for my dog, Jet. So I'll just quickly let you know that I'm in Alberta, Canada. It was very icy, and I took her to a dog park, and I'm kicking the ball, and these two dogs came from behind me, and I fell, and I crashed on my right side of my body, which broke my right elbow, and it shattered to pieces in my right elbow. My hip and my elbow. This required surgery, and they just about lost me because my blood pressure went absolutely through the roof. They were just in shock. That led to further investigation, having a very rare condition called pheochromatosis. And you only find that 1 in 1 million people, and it's usually in autopsies. So if I hadn't had the accident, they would never have found this condition. And what it is, it's like a tumor on your adrenal gland. So I could have stroked out at any time. Mm-hmm. So I had the surgery, and I knew I had to go for another surgery. And I knew that I may not make it. So in between those two periods of time, I had been guided again to look at the like language, because I used to emit these sounds to my dog many years ago, and they were very native sounding vowels and sounds. And it was interesting because at that time we were backing onto a native reserve. And so it kind of made sense that for me, that this is, well, where maybe I've lived there at one point in time. And I mean, who knows, but I would emitting these sounds, and I thought, I don't know who I'm going to talk to you about this. And it wasn't until we were in Arizona, where we would spend a period of time, and I was attending a conference that was somebody else had attended, who was a speaker, who's a well-known light language teacher, Jamie Price. And I thought, that's it. I've been speaking to my animal. That's what happened years ago. And so that's what's going on. So I decided again between those two periods of time, well, I'm just going to do it because I don't know what the heck's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I had to, you know, plan out, do I want to be cremated? You know, you have to go through the process, say my goodbyes, because maybe. And, you know, before I was put under, it was like, let go, let God, let go, let God is all I could say. And again, they just about lost me when they took out the tumor and my left adrenal gland. So I started talking this light language, and it calmed me down. And it was really strange sounds that came out initially. And then the sounds that came through to me were very motherly, like, calm down, it's going to be okay. And it was okay. It was just so incredible. And then did things have just snowballed? Mm-hmm. I am now adding the light language to all the work that I do as a practitioner for so many different modalities. And I find that it really works. And it's been surprising, you know, and I'm getting these testimonials like Brenda, you know, this fatty tissue that, you know, audio that you sent me, well, I'm getting changes, you know, my body's changing. And it's like, this is so cool. So I get very passionate about it, very excited about it, and all the possibilities. And I just try to get my head out of the way and then just let it flow.
Wow, that's awesome. What a beautiful testimony. I just love that. That's just an amazing, amazing story, Brenda. Wow. So maybe for our audience who are not familiar with what light language is, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about what is light language and just, you know, helping people to understand, our audience, about you know, how it happens and what it is. Do you want to share a little bit about your definition?
Well, I found that light language is really accessing from source, and it's downloading from source to the soul. It bypasses this logical mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm not thinking about it. I'm not like, okay, these are the sounds that are going to be emitted. It's directly from source. It's a direct connection. So that's what I call source, creator. And many people with light language, maybe they're writing light language. Perhaps they're singing light language. There's various ways, and it's whatever's comfortable for you. It may be a combination. So it's sounds, it's tones, it's notes, it's words, it's dialects, and they just come naturally and totally unplanned.
Yeah, they can be very spontaneous. And yes. I know for myself, when I started to speak light language, and mm-hmm. I started out with speaking it and mm-hmm. using my hands.
Yes.
And it started coming in March of 2015 for me.
Okay.
And I really didn't even know anything about it. I didn't know, well, cool. What is this? Is happening?
Yeah.
And then I did actually found Jamie Price speaking on a telesummit.
Yes.
And I was listening to her, and then she was speaking the light language, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm speaking light language because it sounds kind of, you know, familiar.
Right.
So I actually ended up just listening and and ended up actually studying with Jamie Price later that year.
Perfect.
And and you know, for myself, it has really continued to evolve, and from the hands to the singing. I don't draw. You know, some people draw mm-hmm. in that kind of thing, as you were mentioning, there's different ways to express it. But I do think it's a beautiful, like you said, we all have that innate natural abilities. Mm-hmm. And it is a beautiful way to connect with our own divine source that lives in us, the God goddess. And,
yes.
you know, coming through the heart, bypassing the mind. And it just, for me, it just shows up in the moment, you know, with a client or wherever. Mm-hmm. And it brings those beautiful, you know, codes of light and healing, sacred geometry, and just so much that, you know, as you said, it bypasses the logical left brain, and we don't really need to even know. We just need allow it to work through us.
And also it's very important that, and to be honest, it does take courage to step out with this, especially with your, you know, you're working with people and clients initially. And then after a while, it's a matter of stepping out. And the end of the day, it's about stepping into your power. So I knew for me that I may not make it. And I had mentioned that I have to plan, we all have to plan, like what that looks like at the end of the day. But I thought, I have nothing to lose. I have absolutely nothing to lose. I need to step out completely and try not to worry about being judged, and letting go of the judgment as much as possible, because we're still human beings and I'm a sensitive soul. So as much as nobody likes to be judged, but you know, we're human beings. And if we weren't so sensitive and empathic and intuitive, then we may not be open to this work. So.
Exactly. So then at that point, you kind of made this beautiful discovery during this time that you were going through this crisis almost. And it almost was like a beautiful gift, a beautiful opening.
Yes,
it feels
it
like of, you know, your life could be ending. I mean, no one knows, right? When any of us go into mm-hmm. surgery or a situation like that. And yet it actually gave you this freedom, this newfound freedom of being able to just say, let's just go for it. And let's just, you know,
yes.
express myself in this way and
exactly.
let myself have this beautiful experience. And then, wow, has that really benefited not only yourself, but it feels like it's just really helped you to grow into bringing this into all your other beautiful healing modalities and expanding your own gifts. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how you use that as a practitioner to help others.
Well, for example, I work as I am certified practitioner of the body code with Dr. Bradley Nelson for many, many, many years. And so, you know, I'm moving along, I'm checking, If somebody has, for example, a viral, I'm now going beyond with my pathogenic, or what virus is it, or what bacteria is it, and how I work with it is manifold. I'm intuiting, not just looking at the virus, the bacteria, whatever that is, but what's behind it. Mm-hmm. If there's an image that comes to me, a past life memory that's attached to this particular virus or bacteria, whatever it is, then it's looking at that, sending energy to that, clearing whatever needs to be cleared. If it's, you know, if it's emotions that need to be cleared, whatever that's required. And so many times that will then immediately clear out the physical issue. So you never know what comes first. Like they say, the hen or the chicken, or the chicken or the egg, you know, you don't know, but it's whatever I'm intuiting. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, there's a multitude of ways that you can be working with the light language. So it could be pathogens. Oh my gosh. You know, we could be some entities that are coming through that need to be cleared, that I'm sending, transmitting light language to clear them. This just happened the other day in a program that I'm currently in the process of completing with numerous people. So there's just so many ways on emotional level, obviously on a physical level, that would include pathogens. There's just a multitude of ways that it can be used. So I sense that the way that Creator, one of the ways that they would like me to work with it, is using all these years of past modalities that you train in and you spend thousands of dollars on and thousands of hours on. And you know, because at times you just think, oh my gosh, what am I to do here? You know, what the heck is it? And it was the light language that came in, and I'm constantly like, wow, this is cool. I'm getting my ego stepping aside and just allowing things to occur. And right. And also, I enjoy teaching, and I enjoy counseling and helping people. And if there's some blocks that they have that might be in their way of stepping out into light language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Let's look at it, because, and you know, if it's something you block, you don't deserve, or whatever it is, then I'll intuit that, energetically clear that block. And the way that I do that, I douse, I just send energy. So it's a combination of ways. So I'm always checking the body, and most people probably know by listening to you and listening to other radio shows that the subconscious carries about, what, 90% of the information. So it's constantly checking in the subconscious. What is it holding on to that's creating these blocks and issues from maybe stepping out of light language as to a physical issue, emotional issue? Is there something there on a spiritual level that we need to look at? And So it could be, and I love that businesses, we all are hurting with these times, but we have to be creative. And what I'm finding with now that I have these 30 years experience in corporate, I'm going, great, this is a big chunk of my time that I can help people break through on what's blocking them as being, you know, they want to be more creative and expanding their business and releasing their blocks. And light language is now assisting with that.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's amazing. I'm sure you have some amazing stories that you can, you know, share with us about maybe a particular client or a particular story or anything of how you use the light language in a way that really helped that person to get in touch, as you said, with the spiritual nature within, right? Which, you know, is to me is the, you know, we're all spiritual beings, you know, having this human experience and bringing in, you know, our spirit and getting to know ourselves at deeper level. finding all these beautiful different ways to connect with ourselves, you know. And certainly I think the virus and has brought us all to, you know, practically stop the world, and, you know, almost brought us to our knees in a sense of, you know, really just almost asking us to stop and slow down and begin to, you know, go inside more and begin to pay attention to, you know, our life, and to really maybe evaluate where we are in our life and where we're going with our life and what we're doing with our life. And is it really satisfying? I know, you know, that's one of the questions. Is my life fulfilling me? Do I feel fulfilled? Do I feel satisfied? And I think that's really where the connection is with the goddess, because, you know, as you begin to go inside and discover your own beautiful connection with divine source, and that you are part of this beautiful, you know, beautiful source of light that we all are, and we're all just here expressing that in our own beautiful way, that we can just really deepen into that connection of the goddess. And so, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, because I know with light language, it's something that's like we're talking about beyond, you know, this earth plane, right? It's beyond the brain. It's not something that we just say, oh, we're going to do X, Y, Z, and then it comes out. It doesn't work that way. It's very much coming from the quantum field, you know, from the quantum field of the fifth dimension and higher dimensions. And it is something that is very, you know, very, very elusive in a sense, but very, very powerful. And I think more true to our own innate nature of, you know, as getting in touch with who we are at deeper levels. So,
well, I think what I'd like to share, Laura, is actually step into some light language now.
Okay, beautiful.
And so I've had permission by David Alexander Lightfoot, and I follow him on Facebook, and they said, hey, David, I'm going to be on a radio show. Can I repeat what you have written and then add light language to them? He said, yes, you know, for sure. So okay. I'm going to be providing this light language for everyone. So everybody could just take a deep breath and perhaps a sip of water. And I always call in assistance from my guides, my angels. So what we're going to do, we're going to, it's called a time to shift. So I'm going to be adding light language after this little few lines. I claim my personal environmental space. Release all karma, drama, trauma lines, mental loops, blocks, vows, hooks, cords, and forms of mind control. All that holds me back in the past, present, and future timeline. Want to break free now and recall all of our power to live empowered, fully supported by divine source, to be sovereign, living a life of unconditional love in 5D. Ashakanayaso shipanayase lekashina kai, ushushakasana yakai, ushushakatayasana. Sakaya hanayo, Shishi le kakai e shekatai. O yosonia pai. O yosona pakai ya naya poche. Oshona ya kai ya na kakai ye. Oshi ya kakai ya koya ya. Ya naya kaya so. Lua shakuna ya kai. Ya sakaya poshona. Ye kai ya so koya na. Akai a kakochini, a shakakni, shakakai, ushu shakapanai, ushu shakapakani, shakapakapa, shakakashi, shakakashi, shakakatu, shakakashi, shakakachu, shakatsaya, oloko hiyana, ya hai ho, shikase, shikasai, ya hai no hai. Dokoshaya se naya haiko o hushipatai yes ya naya hoi shaya nai o yokoko shi hai koko shi hai. Okay.
Wow, that was really, really powerful, Brenda. That was really beautiful. I felt lots of heart expansion and lots of flow down into, you know, my lower chakras. Yeah, very, very powerful. Very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome. Beautiful.
Thank you to Creator.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, the flow of the goddess. Yeah, the flow of the goddess is beautiful.
Using my vocal cords, I'm giving credit to Creator, 100%.
Oh, that was so beautiful. But thank you for having the courage to bring that beautiful gift and share it with us today. And I'd love to continue to talk about this. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to continue on. All right, everyone. See you in a few minutes.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
So welcome back, everyone, to Get Your Goddess Groove On here with my beautiful guest, Brenda Lanoff. And we're talking today about the connection with the goddess energies and this natural gift that we all do have and possess, the gift of light language. And so Brenda just shared a beautiful light language with us. And it was so, so powerful. Just really was expanding my heart, Brenda, and just bringing a lot of beautiful goddess energy in. I just felt so good. I felt so calm. I felt so peaceful. It was really beautiful. So thank you for sharing that with us. And we'd like to just now invite any of the listeners, if you want to call in or you want to type into on Facebook Live, Brenda would love to work with you on any type of an issue, maybe a physical issue that you're having, you're struggling with, or a belief or a block or anything. You know, we'd love to assist you during this call. So we welcome that. Just continuing on with our discussion, Brenda, with this beautiful natural ability that we all have. And I think you're so right on when you say so many more of us as we move through the ascension process and continue to expand into new levels of consciousness and higher vibration, that the light language will just naturally begin to come through us, right? And it may show up in the ways of, you know, singing or chanting or signing, or even, you know, I've seen some beautiful, beautiful drawings of, you know, mm-hmm. people expressing the light language and bringing the gifts through, and that gift, you know, through. So what are some other things that maybe you've had, maybe your own experience, or that maybe you want to share about light language, or how it has continued to benefit you in your life and your community?
Well, it was at different times I have certain specials that come on, and I actually was working with light language for the detrimental issues as to vaccines. So it was interesting. So, you know, for all the perhaps there's some detrimental ingredients that are in vaccines that are affecting the body. So I was working with people, and we called on Creator to assist clearing out all of the detrimental issues. And it's interesting because there's audio. So I provide an audio. And so if maybe there's a certain layers of the ingredients that the body could safely release, and then you come back again to the audio, listen to the audio. So I worked on, again, issues as in toxicity. I have... there's been so many areas. I've worked on things like shingles, so which is, as we probably know, related to the Epstein-Barr virus. And so there's a lot of physical issues just working with light language. And I douse as well. So not only am I transmitting light language, I'm dousing at the same time. So I do combine the two very nicely. And I work with, I have one favorite pendulum that I actually purchased in Sedona about 10 years ago. And I'm in love with my pendulum. And so,
okay.
And it's interesting because at the same time that the pendulum is, as I'm watching it, as it's not that it's the magic, but it's sort of guiding, it also coincides with the language. So it's quite interesting. And when you're combining the two, it's even more powerful.
Interesting. Can you just give a real brief, you know, definition of dowsing for those in our audience who don't know what that is? Can't think of anything.
Well, it's very, very ancient. It's been used for thousands, I saw 4,000 years or whatever, but it's dowsing. People douse throughout the world. There's various ways of dowsing. You can have dowsing rods for very practical things like looking for a water well, or in the oil and gas industry, it could be, okay, let's go over here. Oh, let's drill the well over here. There's very many various ways of dowsing. And so there's a lot of information. I would really ask people, you know, suggest just, you know, Google. There's just some very good people that are very good at dowsing. That's their huge specialty. You can use it in rooms to see if maybe if there's some entity that's in the room. There, you know, you can douse and clear out your property, your land. So I use it with, for the most part, is on a physical level.
So you're using the pendulum then and doing the pendulum while you're doing the light language to clear energies. Is that how you're using it?
Yes. Yeah. So for the most part, you know, and this isn't my, this is one that I do use. So I'm combining, and because I've been dowsing for many years, so it kind of came natural. Well, I'll just add the light language to the dowsing. So, and then I'm testing at the same time. So I'm using my body as a pendulum, not only with the pendulum, my body is a pendulum for a yes and for a no. And so there's a whole combination of things that I do, but most importantly, it's teaching the people, my clients. I'm very big on empowering. It's my thing is how do I empower people so that they learn to work with some basic tools and get confident in who you are. Release any blocks that are in the way, any of this drama, anything that's holding you back that maybe occurred in a past timeline.
Right. That's awesome.
Let's get you there. So you're stepping 100% into your power.
And you know, and with the dowsing, I do dowsing myself and I work with the pendulum as well. And, you know, it's tapping again into that source energy.
Yes.
It's tapping into the wisdom, the innate wisdom of the heart, the innate wisdom that is out there and is available for all of us to tap into. And I know that, you know, a lot of us are searching for our own answers. We're searching for our own solutions, and we do contain that all within us. And so as these beautiful goddess energies are coming back to the planet, which are really the mother energies. They're the mother energies. You know, the mother energy is the spiritual component. I was just listening to another show about someone who works with the mitochondria and the DNA, and they were explaining about it is the female, you know, the female part that brings in the spiritual connection, not the male part. And, you know, this is how it just works biologically. And so it was very fascinating and very interesting. And that they were even talking about that viruses are actually not something for us to fear, that a virus is actually an upgrade to our system and our genome. And I thought that was really fascinating information. It was very empowering information. And yet, you know, there's many different, you know, opinions, and that's fine out there. But this one seemed to really resonate with me, and my body's even resonating now, is truth that, you know, these viruses are something that are more natural than we think. And they're not something to be feared, and that they can actually bring us, our body's immune system up. And it's like, you know, bringing new information into the body to what we need so that our human body and our humanity continues to evolve forward. And that's what these viruses do that come in, you know, from time to time. So I thought it was very fascinating to hear a very powerful, empowering, positive, you know, a doctor who works with this all the time. I mean, and, you know, that is part of, you know, to me, this virus was not an error. It wasn't a mistake, you know, and the goddess has used this energy, has used this time, you know, to bring everybody, you know, what could have brought all of us into this place of being
absolutely
in our homes and being, you know, kind of in a surrendered position of this beautiful divine intelligence of, you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. We are stepping into the unknown, but it's also bringing this beautiful gift of being able to reconnect with, you know, that beautiful connection within us. And I think the light language is so beautiful because, you know, I've found in my own practice with my own clients and groups that, you know, we don't have to always have the words, and we don't have to always have answers. But right. we tap into it through the light language, you know, through the reconnection with the goddess energy, whether it's through dowsing or light language or
yes.
other ways. We're just tapping into the energy of the heart. And it's all about the heart is where we're being led. That's where the divine intelligence is leading us forward. And our ego can take a break now. You can just take a break and you can just kind of like sit in the back seat. And let that be, right?
I love what you just said. Absolutely. And you know, it's kind of fun, Laura. I have a friend who speaks light language. Uh-huh. And like we're calling one another and speaking light language.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's
and
awesome.
You're not too sure what's been transmitted, but what the heck? But you know, I have to say that in this one that I transmitted at the end, and not, this doesn't happen that often, but I did see a heart. It was just it was like a little heart that they were sending to us. So, but I definitely what you said about the virus, and I totally believe that. And you know, we really do need to step into out of the fear, and we have to be very conscious of where is this fear. You know, where is it being omitted from, and look behind. Maybe there's reasons that you know, this fear is being broadcasted out to society. So this is a really good time because we are in our homes for the most part. You know, I can't travel. We're not allowed to go to the United States at this point in time, and even within the provinces, you know, we can't go camping in either provinces on either side. So
it's a beautiful time. The way I look at it is that I'm not a prisoner in my home. I'm in a cocoon. I'm in a cocoon of love.
Yes.
And you know, I'm taking this time to cultivate, to get to know myself even deeper, and to get to know more about how the goddess wants to move in and through me, mm-hmm. and how, because the goddess energy is love. Is unconditional love. That's the energy of the mother, of the divine mother. It's pure unconditional love. And that's who we are. That's who every single person is on this planet. Now, some people may not be aware of that. They may have forgotten who they are. And, you know, they may be at that place on their spiritual journey. I mean, it's not for us to criticize or judge each other or it's not even our business in a sense of where we are on our journeys. And the way I've been, you know, this has given me a beautiful time to really look at the big picture again and to say, okay, what is it that life is trying to teach me? What is life trying to help me to learn more about who I am and my truth? And, you know, it's been a very empowering time to be in this beautiful cocoon. And I think that we're all going to come, you know, that we're going to come out as the butterfly.
Yeah.
And, you know, through this time, we've been able to spend time and rest and nurture our bodies and, you know, find new ways of communicating with each other, find creative outlets, right? There's this beautiful outpouring of creation. It's now beginning to erupt on the planet. And look how it all began from this beautiful space of bringing everyone back to center, back to,
yes.
you know, coming to our heart and just being still, you know, or going into nature or, you know, however you do it for yourself and how you connect with your inner truth, right? And so look at the outpouring of all the creativity and the love and all the empathy and all the compassion. And, you know, I look at that. It's so beautiful because every country has been affected by this. And in a sense, it was a beautiful bonding and has created this beautiful unity grid of light. It's now rising on the planet. There is peace rising amidst the chaos.
Yes.
You're being invited to tap into it. You're being invited by the goddess to tap into this beautiful energy of peace. And it is a personal choice. We can either fall back into fear mm-hmm. or we can say, no, you know, I'm a beautiful, powerful being of love and light. I was created perfectly in the image of the creator, God, goddess. Mm. And so when I can really tap into that, into my heart and my truth, I know everything is okay and everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, everything that's beautiful.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so, you know, Yeah, I feel like that this is a very beautiful time, and we can make the most of it. And you know, the light language is such a beautiful, beautiful way of expression, right? Without words. I know sometimes I find that, you know, words are third dimensional, fourth dimensional at best, right? But when we can just start to allow our own beautiful expression to come through, and each of us have our unique soul song. Yes. We all have our soul song and our frequency, and however we want to sing it to the world. That's really what we're coming into as co-creators as the goddess returns, because the goddess energy is about co-creation. It's not about, you know, I have to be like everyone else in my tribe anymore, you know?
Exactly.
And I get to speak, you know, my truth, and I get to do it in the beautiful way that I want to show up in the world, and I want to bring something beautiful to the world, just like as you do through your light language and how you've brought so many blessings. I know you've just been, you know, with that powerful light language you shared with us, your community and your clients have been very blessed with that, because you had the courage to just allow it to naturally move through you. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about.
Yes. And it is about having the courage. And if there's reasons that you feel like, well, I can't do that, if you doubt it, well, that's where then I come in and I'm going to intuit, why is that? Is it something generational that you're holding on to? Is it a belief that you picked up from society, from the collective consciousness? Mm-hmm. So I'll tap into that. That's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. Intuit, what is that? Where did it come from? Let's clear that. Let's get it out of the way. And so that you are more empowered, you can step more into this 5D, leave this 3D behind as much as possible. Now, we're going to all get triggered by something. It's pretty well impossible not to be triggered by, even if you're not watching television and the news, by being outside and the behavior and some of the driving. And I get triggered. And then it's like, okay, I find when I get back into my cocoon, which is my home, then that gives me more of the courage. And then I feel lighter and I can do exactly what I love to do. And, you know, share my light language and empower other people to step out into their power. And again, clear any of the drama or those forms of mind control that are blocking whomever from stepping out, because this is our time. And I do believe we are going to be leaving people behind that do not feel the same way that we do, believe in maybe the same things that we do.
We have to
be okay, and not physically, but behind, and that's okay.
Yes.
And to be okay with that and not to judge it, because nobody wants to be judged. We don't like to be judged, not to judge, but to say, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're all where we're supposed to be. We're meant to be at this time. And oh my goodness, I have further places. It's a continual growing and stepping more fully into that 5D. So it is a process, mm-hmm. and not to be hard on ourselves and compare. Well, look what she's doing. Or, oh my gosh, I'll never be able to do that. Well, we can. And let's find out what's in the way that's impeding your process.
Yeah. You know, I think the word that keeps coming up for me is that, you know, it's the ascension journey, you know, is a natural journey. It's a natural journey for all of us as humans. And we're all on that journey, and wherever we are is totally good. But the word that keeps coming up to me is organic awakening, an organic spontaneity, an organic ignition of creativity and energy that wants to begin to move in and through us so that we can, you know, come back to ourselves, know ourselves as powerful creators, and that we possess, you know, God, goddess energy, that we possess, you know, and we're made in the likeness of divine feminine and divine masculine, and that we all have these beautiful qualities within us, and that, you know, this is what wants to be brought in through our own uniqueness, right? Whatever our passion is, it could be so many different things for people. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be your passion to paint or to sing or music, or it might be your passion to plant flowers. You know, it doesn't really matter.
No.
You know, what matters is that what really calls to me is, you know, with the light language, it helps me to be organically spontaneous. It helps me to go and move into the flow and to begin to allow any mm-hmm. structures around me that are boxing me in or keeping me from being fully authentically myself. You know, I love the light language because it just takes me beyond into that other quantum world and the other quantum space that I get to show up and I get to be me. And, you know, us being in this beautiful cocoon and beginning to emerge as these beautiful butterflies with our own beautiful creations and what we're here to gift humanity and to bring humanity in a beautiful way, you know, it's all part of the divine plan. And we're just moving with the divine plan and we're trusting the divine intelligence, you know, within us. And, you know, how many lifetimes have we been here? And we're here.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
Here
we are again. And, you know, to come back to that truth that we all are a beautiful, unique expression of love, of goddess love. And so did you have another light language transmission that you wanted to share with us today or anything you wanted to talk about? And I know you had a program that you wanted to mention, too, that you're also wanting to offer for people who are interested. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Or
I'll talk a bit about that. And then I think it'd be really nice to just transmit some light language afterwards. So
wonderful.
Around the time of that pandemic, you know how you get these inspirations from Creator and you wake up and it's like, oh, I'm going to do 21 days light language for abundant business. This what came in. I thought, well, I don't know, but I really do like to help entrepreneurs. And so it was like, okay, let's go for it. So I created a group. I had my beta testers come in, who were a lot of them are practitioners. And created 21-day affirmation, creating and downloaded from source to really install that affirmation. People test between 0 and 10 at the very beginning of that particular affirmation. They might be, oh, I'm only at a 2 out of 10. Okay, you listen and you listen once. You might listen like 3 times to get you to 10. And people are noticing a shift. And it awesome. could be, oh, I'm feeling more open and to receiving messages from Creator, for example. They're just getting more creative. It's not necessarily, oh, I'm going to get $10,000 in my bank account this month. That's not what it's about.
Right.
It's about being open to possibilities and expansion. And so that has been just, I've really enjoyed that. Great testimonials on it. And it's just now loaded on my website. So it's 21 audios. And you have a bonus worksheet that just sort of guides you through that. And you listen at your own pace. It's not a, you know, this stringent program. You just, okay, I think I'll listen to day 5 or day 7. You need a bit of a mental loop. And it really does prepare you for the momentum for the day. And it may not be a particular business. It could be business as your relationship. Mm-hmm. It could be you can transform this to really anything.
Beautiful. So we're almost out of time. So
yes.
Do you want to, I think I posted your website and people can go to my host page and they can go right to Brenda's website. And if you're interested in signing up for her 21-day light language for an abundant business program, you can go straight to her website and sign up for that. So I just want to take a moment. Thank you so much, Brenda, for being here with me today. It was so much fun. I enjoyed your beautiful light language you shared with us earlier. And if you all missed it and you get a chance, go back and listen to the replay so you get to enjoy Brenda's beautiful gift and offering today from her heart. So thank you all so much for joining into the show here today and loved your energy, your support. And I look forward to being with you again in 2 weeks. Stay blessed. Stay safe, be well, and most importantly, bring love and kindness to your heart each and every day, beautiful souls. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.